Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
If you fear God, you would always remember him. If you remember him, it would define the way you enjoy life. So he's saying that enjoy life, but it must spring from a place where you are always remembering God in the midst of your enjoyment.
As time passes, we all get older. And like Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, our lives shift from light to dark. This week, Pastor Neil wraps up his study on the book of Ecclesiastes, where Solomon tells us to fear God while we are still young. He points out that we should enjoy life, but do it with reverence to God, because we will be judged for what we do. Pastor Neil encourages us to think about our Creator during our youth and to follow His commands. He explains that those who truly love God will keep Him in their hearts and find happiness in their connection with Him and the life He gives us. So, it's essential to enjoy life while realizing that our opportunities are limited. Let's listen to Pastor Neil's message. Enjoy, remember, fear.
We will use as a subject this morning, enjoy, remember, fear. They are just three words. Enjoy, remember, fear. Let's say that together. Enjoy. All right. Now, anybody who likes soccer in the room? Brother Sam, would you come? So, this morning, my favorite team played. I've started preaching, so pay attention. My team is Chelsea. Suppose the two of us are having a conversation about our team and a game, but you don't know what we are saying. What is it that will let you know what we are saying? You remember when Didier Drogba got the ball? It was the finals, and he kicked the ball. You remember that ball? It was a penalty. No, it was against Bayern Munich, 2012, when we won our first. Now, okay, if you listen to the two of us, what do you think we are talking about? Soccer. How did you get to that conclusion? Okay, let's take our time. Didier Drogba, what else? Ball, what else? Penalty, what else? Team names. All right, thank you. Please have a seat. Now, that is what I want to illustrate to you. There are a lot of Christians who are rushing to misinterpret the Bible. Anytime there's a conversation, repeated words will tell you the context. Say that with me. Repeated words will tell you the context. There's nothing extraordinary. So, we are going to read Ecclesiastes chapter 11 from verse 7 all the way up. We read it in sections, and I want you to look at repeated what? Words. Because if I am talking about soccer, without telling you, you heard Bayern Munich, you heard Chelsea, you heard a ball, you heard penalty. All those words relate to what? One particular thing. It's called what? Soccer. So the same thing, whenever you read the scriptures and don't know what the scripture is saying, all you need to do is to pay attention to the repeated words, and you will know what is being talked about. Amen? So let's pick it up, and we will start Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We will read with from the NIV, and I want us to read. Oh, chapter 11. I keep saying chapter 7, right? Sorry about that. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. We will pick up from verse 7 to verse 10. Light is sweet, and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart, and whatever your eyes see. But know that for all these things, God will bring you into what? Judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off troubles from your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Can anybody start telling me some of the words that are repeated here. Youth. What else? Heart. Meaningless. What else? Happy. Go ahead. So you realize that enjoy and happy are synonymous. So he's talking about the same thing. That's what I need you to see. Not just the words that are repeated, but the synonyms of those words. Light, darkness, sun, and moon. He's still dealing with the same subject. So if you look at the words that are repeated in this, you see light and darkness two times. Enjoy or be happy. You see it three times. Meaningless, remember. Judgment, heart. Young or youth, God. And then days and then years. They are a measure of time. Are you guys with me? Pastor, we are confused. Don't be confused. It's very simple. Start from the beginning. He talks about light and darkness. He contrasts them. He says that light is like being young. And darkness is like being what? Old. But old not as in my kind of old. Old as in you've reached a place where their teeth is falling. You kids can't do anything. So when you go to chapter 12 and he says, remember your creator in the days of your youth, he's not only referring to it by age, he's also referring to it in terms of the fact that before you get to that place where you can do anything. Are you with me? All right. So if you look at this session, he says that there is going to come a time where you will be living in the days of darkness where you'll be old. So enjoy or be happy in life. He says it three times. Then he says, whilst you're doing it, remember that it will be meaningless if you don't know God. And as you do it, always have it at the back of your mind that you'll be judged. The one to do the judgment is God. And it comes in some days and some years thereafter. I'm just showing you how you can come together and understand a whole section. Are you with me? So we will have what I call an imperative in Bible study or an operative word for that whole session, and we will call it enjoy. Everybody say enjoy. Enjoy. Say that with me, enjoy. Enjoy. So Solomon is saying enjoy, be happy, O young man in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes, but know that in all these things God will bring you to what? So he advises you to do something. Look at verse 9. What is the advice he gives you? He says, remove. The King James says, remove vexation from your heart and put away pain from your body. For youth and the dawn of life are vanity. They are meaningless. Right? So he says, the time to enjoy your life is to do it now. So it's good that youth are here today. This is the time to enjoy your the older you get, it gets difficult. Are you following Solomon? So he says, the best time to enjoy life is when you are. Some of you, you say when you are young, you didn't enjoy, so now you want to enjoy. I got it. But the truth is that he says, whenever you enjoy, be careful, because God will bring you into what? In other words, he's saying that how you enjoy matters. So be careful. So the operative word is the word what? Enjoy. Everybody say enjoy. All right. So with that in mind, look at how he ends chapter 11. Let's look at verse 10 again. Shall we read together? Go. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. The idea that you are young or so, like you have so much energy in you, he says, they are meaningless if your enjoyment does not take into account God. Are you guys following? So he's saying, enjoy life. Everybody say, enjoy life. And I think throughout the book, you saw how Solomon kept saying, you must learn to what? And parents, allow your kids to enjoy life. Just remind them that as they enjoy, God must be in the center of it. Some of them can dance, shake, somersault. Me and you, I think by now, we may not be able to. I still can, though. So in those sections of our scripture, the operative word is the word what?
Enjoy.
Say that again.
Enjoy.
Enjoy life. He's saying enjoy life. Let's pick up chapter 12. Let's look at the first 8 verses. All right, chapter 12. Then after that, we look at the repeated words. Are you in chapter 12, Ecclesiastes? He said, remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble and strong men stoop, when the grinders cease, I will explain those things to you. When he says the grinders, he's talking about your teeth. When the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow lame, it means your sight, you can't see. When the doors to the street are closed and the sound of the grinding fades, when people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when people are afraid of heights and of dangers in the street, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desire no longer is stead, then people will go to their eternal home. Right? You die and people will go to the funeral home. So the mourners will go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken. So he's giving an analogy about your spirit and your soul. Before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is what? All right. Any repeated words here that will help you understand what this whole section is? I'll summarize it for you. Yes, anybody? You said what? Remember. How many times did he say remember? He said it 2 times. And remember, in the last session, he's already said what? Remember. Young person, as you enjoy, remember God will judge you. Now he's saying remember this God. And he calls him a creator. All right? Any more? Come on. Days of what? Okay, so days and years. He talks about days of your youth and days of what? Of evil, right? Days of evil is not that there's going to be evil, but it's a reference to when you are old. Uh-huh. Any more? Grinder? How many times does he say the grinder? 2 times. Uh-huh. What else?
Meaningless.
How many times? 3 times. What else?
Knowledge.
How many times? Depending on the version you're using, you see that he says, remember. Remember your creator. Remember God. All right? First of all, he says, enjoy. But remember, God will judge you how you go about it. Now he says, remember God in the days of your youth. And please notice that word youth does not refer to only age. He's referring to before you get to the evil day, when you can't stand. And I'll read through the evil day in another version for you. All right? He says, light and darkness. So there's going to come a time when you move from light into a place of what? And meaningless. And then he talks about the preacher. So this whole part here, he's saying the operative word is remember. Everybody say. Say that with me. Remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the evil day comes and your years draw near, to which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Because there's an age you get to, you're not interested in stuff. Right? All right. And then he begins to describe these days. And I want you to hear it in the New Century Version. Okay? Let me read it. Verse 3. He says, at that time, in other words, in the evil day, when darkness has come, when you are old. He says, at that time, your arms will shake and your legs will become weak. Your teeth will fall out, so you cannot chew. And your eyes will not see clearly. Your ears will be deaf to the noise in the streets, and you will barely hear the millstone grinding grain. You will wake up when the birds start singing, but you will barely hear singing. You will fear high places, and you will be afraid to go on a walk. Your hair will become white, like the flowers on an almond tree. You will limp along like a grasshopper. In other words, you'll be using a cane and a stick to do it. Your appetite, sexually and for food, he says, it will be gone. Then you will go to your everlasting home, and the people will go to your funeral, and they will bury you. Did you copy what Solomon is doing? So he says, enjoy life, but whilst you enjoy it, you must remember your Creator. The first session, he says, remember God as your judge. Now he's saying, remember God as what? As your Creator. So the operative word in this section is what? Remember. Everybody say remember. There are three things we are supposed to remember. Now, go to chapter 11 again and look at verse 8. We are supposed to remember something. What are we supposed to remember in chapter 11, verse 8? He says, remember the days of what? So as a young person, why do you enjoy? Remember the old days ahead of you. He says, remember that. Verse 9 tells us to remember something else. What else? In King James, used the word rejoice. Remember what else? Remember judgment day. So he said, remember as you enjoy that there will be some old age coming, the day your teeth will fall out and your hands will be weak. All of you, look at me. Take a look at my hair. I like cutting my hair, but this week I decided to leave it for a reason. What do you see? What do you see? It's not silver. You see gray. Right? But if I showed you a picture of me some years back, you realize that my hair was completely what? Black. And it was afro. I used to do afro. I loved afro. But what I want to show you is that, young people, you will not be the same way you are. You will change. The gray hair will come. You see some marks in my face? In fact, I looked at my picture about just 10 years down. And, oh, man. My face looks so good, smooth. But now you can tell that some things have started what? Showing them. So what Solomon is saying is that think, because you will not be like this forever. And whilst you are young, and he's not just saying it to the young people, oh, because I'm sure you can still see some black, can't you? But there's going to come a time you will see no black. So he's saying that whenever you begin life, that is when you're supposed to look for God. Because as the days go by, they change from the days of light to the days of darkness. The days where you are no more seeing well. The days when your arms, no matter how strong they are, will start becoming what? Weaker and weaker. So he says, remember. Remember God. Three things. Remember that there will be many dark days. Remember that God will judge you. But remember God, your Creator. Okay, let's deal with the last session. Let's pick up from verse 9 to verse 14 of chapter 12. All right, so Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Let's pick up from verse 9 to verse 14. Not only was the teacher wise, but he also imparted knowledge to the people. He pondered and searched out and set in order many proverbs. The teacher searched to find just the right words. And what he wrote was upright and true. Teachers in the nations of the world, listen to God's word. A teacher searches for the right words and makes sure that what they are teaching is upright and true. Verse 11. The words of the wise are like gourds. Their collected sayings like firmly embedded nails, given to by one shepherd. Every book of the Bible has Jesus in it. And here we see a picture of Jesus. He is that one shepherd who is considered wiser than anything with whom life has what? True meaning. Verse 12, be warned, my son, of anything in addition to them. Of making many books, there is no end, and much study wearies the body. He is not educating against learning and education, but he's saying that if that is what you're going to use as your means of finding happiness and understanding joy and how to live with God, you have a problem because you'll be worried at some point. Amen? Verse 13, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commands, for this is the duty of all mankind. Can I say that again? Yes. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. Fear God and keep his commands, for this is the duty of all mankind. Verse 14, shall we all read together? Shall we? Go. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Repeated words, the word wise. And then the word what? Judgment. Then the word what? God. So if you put all the repeated words from every session together, you can see what Solomon is up to. The operative word in this session is fear God. Fear him. He says the teacher who is wise is reminding you that there is going to be judgment. Because of that, you got to fear God. Amen. Hence, the three words I use in my title, enjoy, remember, fear. Let's say that together. All right, let me give you one summary statement for everything we read. Because I know by now some people, this whole thing looks so big in their brains. So let me scale it down. It's a summary of the entire session. That those who truly fear God will remember him and enjoy both God and the life he gives to them. Those who truly fear God will. So if you claim you are enjoying life and you don't fear God, you are actually not enjoying life. Because your enjoyment of life is dependent of your fear of God. God, that defines your enjoyment. That shapes your enjoyment. Are you with me today? So those who truly fear God. Let's say that together, shall we? Read, go. Those who truly fear God will remember him and enjoy both God and the life he gives them. Your fear of God would drive you to always remember him. And as you remember him, that would define the boundaries of your enjoyment. That's what Solomon is saying. That in life, everything begins with the fear of God. We're not talking about the fact that God is some caricature that we are afraid of. But he's talking about reverence. If you want to alliterate what I have just said, you can say enjoy is rejoice. At least that's what the King James says. And fear is revere. So rejoice, remember, revere. I just want to make it plain so nobody's looking for the meaning of words. Enjoy, remember, fear. The proper order is that if you fear God, you would always remember him. If you remember him, it would define the way you enjoy life. So he's saying that enjoy life. But it must spring from a place where you are always remembering God in the midst of your enjoyment. And because you remember God, it is because you already have a fundamental fear of him, that he is your God. This is why he says the whole duty of man is to fear God and obey his commands. So let's draw some lessons. I have six lessons for you. Please write it down. Enjoy life while you can. Enjoy life while you can. Realize, number two, realize that opportunities aren't unlimited. In other words, some opportunities you may have when you are 15, you might not have them when you are 20. So when you are 15, whatever you're supposed to do, do. Are you with me? And at this early age, he's telling you this is when you have to look for God. Some people think, worship when we come to church is for adults. No way. No way. He says, remember your creator when? Remember your creator when? I want to make this argument. The church is gradually becoming worldly. And we are trying to pick up things, clues from the world, and we are living our lives based on it. The vision of having the youth have their service is something I've been thinking through for 4 years. It's been breathing in my heart for that long. Do you realize that every law right now in this country is aimed at young people? Can you see it? They don't even care about all of us so-called adults. They are trying to catch them young. And they go as far as kindergarten. So when we come to church and say, let's do an appropriate thing for the kids, wake up. Because the people back there have already caught it that at every age, they are capable of taking stuff in. So if a kid will stand here and worship the Lord and raise their hands, it is not out of the ordinary. They are catching them young. In fact, this November, one of the ballot measures is question one. It is considered and it is called the Reproductive Amendment Rights. They just changed the words about a week ago. So that it will look like it is just about abortion. But in it are enshrined two things. Number one, you want to know? No, I'm still in Ecclesiastes. I'm making an application. In it is that a child, if they are 10, can go get abortion without you knowing. But when they are done, they will bring the child to your house and you deal with the excess. But the way the law has been written, so they realize all of us are going to places fighting. Now they are taking it to the whole state. When you see question one on your, if you don't want to vote for anybody, just go and vote for question one and come home. Because it will simply just shut us down from making any argument anywhere. Because according to the laws of the state of Maryland, abortion is legal since 1991. Why are you bringing this back again? That is how you know that there is something else this one is about. So, parental rights have been put inside the law. Your kid has a right to get abortion without you. And your kid has a right to say that he is no more a boy but a girl without you. That's enshrined in there. Fear God, America. I told you I was making an application. We can only fear him if we remember him. We remember him not only as our God, but he's the creator and he's a judge also. And Solomon says, remember because there will be many dark what? Days coming. The days when your teeth will fall, your hands can't hold, you are afraid to go on a walk by yourself. He said, those days will be many. They are on its way. He says, remember that. So that whilst you enjoy, whilst we make laws, whilst we tell people the things we need to do, remember that enjoy, remember, fear. It starts with fear. Then you remember. Then you...
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text RADIO to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.